The recent heavy fighting in Pakistan's Swat Valley has proved hugely controversial. The army managed to dislodge the Taliban from their strongholds, but at the cost of thousands of lives and the displacement of millions of people. The Taliban, meanwhile, seem to have simply moved into other areas where the local population has not necessarily welcomed them. Thousands of miles away in London, these Pakistani demonstrators are trying to raise awareness of the plight of Shia Muslims, who they claim are being attacked by the fiercely anti-Shia Taliban. These demonstrators behind me are protesting in front of the Pakistani High Commission in London to voice their anger at Taliban violence against Pakistan's Shia population. And they're specifically calling on the government to protect the Shia Muslims in that country.
As you all know, that army of Pakistan and the government are having an operation against the Taliban in the northwest Pakistan. What is happening, they're having operations in some areas like Swat Valley, Malakand, Bunar. But from there, the Taliban are fleeing into one area which is called Parchinar. And over there, they're having a war against a local group, Shia group, and this is happening for the last 26 months.
Sectarian attacks are not unusual in Pakistan, but have spiraled recently. Dozens of Shia lives have been claimed over the past few weeks, and many Shias have left the area bordering Waziristan province. The Taliban believe Shias are infidels.
There are many different groups within Taliban itself. What we need to address is that the ones who are carrying out the terrorist acts, the ones who believe in kidnapping for taking money for it, the ones who believe in suicide bombing, they should all be eliminated because it's a mentality that can only and only be outrooted by destroying them.
Later on, the Pakistani High Commissioner came out to address the crowd. He said the Taliban were not Muslims and that they were destroying the country. He pledged to expel them from the Pakistani mainland.
I condemn this violence against Shia Muslims and I will raise your issues with the Pakistani government. I will tell them to take action against the people involved in this slaughter. All citizens of Pakistan have equal rights, Shias, Sunnis, Christians and Hindus.
While most Pakistanis may well oppose the Taliban and would unreservedly condemn sectarian attacks, there's disquiet in the country about the army's all-out war on the Taliban and the high death toll and radicalization it may cause. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.